producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Black caucus, who's supposed to represent these young people, they basically got up and said, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and Shane Kumbaya kissed and made up because he said, I'm sorry. That's not enough. The mayor said, I'm sorry, and basically kind of gave the message that we're supposed to trust him with all of the authority. We really want input in the selection of the new superintendent. We also want a real independent civilian police review board that's independent of him.
They're not going to take it anymore in Chicago. Big, fat protests. Just a little bit of the buzz happening here in the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So if we go up to Chicago, we would know as we're running around during the holiday season that Michigan Avenue, part of it anyway, was blocked off because there were huge protests. Now, this happens to be in the wake of 2 weeks ago, the fact that a police officer on video was shown shooting a 17-year-old black teenager 16 times. He's since been charged, Officer Van Dyke, with murder. But that happened a year ago. So the protesters are not happy. They want the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, to resign, as he is apologizing, getting weepy in front of the city council for what happened. He spoke at a special city council meeting he called to talk about the process. Activists chanted 16 shots in a cover-up that was at reference to the white officer, Jason Van Dyke, shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who looked like in the video to be kind of walking away from this. Van Dyke, again, is charged with murder. Mayor Emanuel said, complete and total reform to restore trust in police. I think he is dancing on a thin line. If you could have seen the size of the group protesting, pretty big. Pretty big. I mean, shutting down a big chunk of Michigan Avenue. And chanting, as you heard right there, a couple of thoughts on here's what we want to happen, saying, I take responsibility for what happened because it happened on my watch, and if we're going to fix it, I want you to understand it's my responsibility with you, but we're also going to begin the healing process. The first step in that journey is my step, and I'm sorry, it's just not good enough for these peeps, because it was shocking to see the video. So they're looking for a new chief to replace the superintendent, Gary McCarthy, who was fired last week. They say officers are going to get new training. He also said the city will reopen some cases in which the oversight agency declared police shootings justified. Now, here's the sticky part of this. There's another shooting that happened 2 years ago. So that would have been on Emanuel's watch, too. And that video has not been released. A judge will decide the second week of January whether to release it or not. They're trying to have it quelled. They don't want it released. I'm telling you, that footage gets released, and that's it for Rahm Emanuel. Gone, done, hang out and play golf with the former president, Barack Obama, once his year is up, because he cannot, I think, battle that. Not two videos, especially one that was not pushed out for 2 years. I mean, the chain of events, they're in motion. And they can talk about, we're fighting, we're doing what we can, and we're training, retraining officers. But you're in Chicago. And you got to think about this, right? Does this go back to that whole common sense thing? You're in Chicago. It's the third largest city. There's massive violence in Chicago. There are so many problems there. We know. We've seen it. It's on every single news show you can imagine and has been for the past 7 or 8 years. Why wouldn't you have really had that officer training beforehand, especially when we see what happened in other cities? Now, the second video, another 17-year-old teenager killed. The second video, like I said, once that drops, I think that's the end of Emmanuel. But when it first happened, why wouldn't you say, because already Ferguson had happened, why wouldn't you say, and Trayvon Martin had happened, which isn't cops, but it set off a firestorm across the nation. Why wouldn't you say, let's review this process? I think there's a lesson, ladies and gentlemen, in all of this. And the lesson is sometimes you got to step back and look at the bigger picture. So when you see some other horrifying video that you know in a city ready to explode is not going to be good, and in fact, you're crushing it, you're trying not to have it out there, once you get caught again doing that, forget about it. So the first time around, you would have thought there would have been some kind of process. As we know, because many of you fabulous police officers listen to the show, I get great notes from you all the time, and I feel terrible when cops are wrongly accused and automatically have that hate all over them and these wars in the streets. But sometimes they're wrong. And I know in several cities, as many of you have emailed me about this, you get a handful of shots. I mean, they're training you. You're not pumping a bunch of shots, 16 shots into one kid, no matter what. I mean, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what they have in their hand. You don't know what's going to... everybody gets that. But when it becomes excessive in many of the police departments across the United States, that would be unacceptable already. So why in Chicago would they have not had a policy that they reviewed? And this is that common sense I go back to, especially looking around. Is anybody paying attention to what's happening in other places? So anyway, hundreds of protesters absolutely blocked a very busy Chicago street, demanding that Emmanuel resign, and he was apologizing for the police shooting. In the meantime, while that's happening in Chicago, we go to the West Coast, another snapshot of what's going on in this country. And now more of the conversation has turned to something we found out about really yesterday. There was more chatter about it. Was a local high school actually a target of the San Bernardino terrorists? Syed Farouk had a bunch of shots of local high schools on his cell phone. The suggestion is that he and his wife possibly were going to go after some of these schools. So then when you see this, the school district out there in San Bernardino says, oh, we're relieved. We're disturbed that something so horrific happened so close to home. But it did not affect what happened here in the school. Can you imagine at a high school? Wow. Where does it end, folks? 855-266-5283 if you want to weigh in. See you on the flip side. A balanced meal for two.
When I wake up at noon. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Out of town, my work takes me out of town. I empty villages, I burn their houses down. I set up factories, lay out plantations, and bring prosperity to the poorer nations.
To jump in on that song. I kind of like that. Nathan Reeder, as a service to all of our million of listeners, millions, just millions, will you please tell them who sings that song?
Art Bears.
Art Bears? Is that a local Minneapolis band or no? It's a national band.
Good luck.
Art Bears. I love the names of bands now. Art Bears. I'm going to have to check them out. Interesting singer, for sure. All right, America. So we threw down a few things. Rahm Emanuel, he's in the soup with what's happening in Chicago. He's gone, when they show the next video, so forget it. And then the latest thing is, of course, what's also happened, and we know this. We were talking about it a little bit in the previous show, about the high school being on the cell phone of Saeed Farouk, and so they were being stalked, and boy, that has to be an incredible relief to anyone connected to the school, including parents who have kids in that high school, because that could have been what happened. Okay, boom, we're going to hit this. We're going to hit the workplace, and then we're going here, because that's easy. We could run onto that campus, and then we've got that. That, my friends, would have just pushed us all over the top. Not that the first hit was horrific, wrong, sickening, and every adjective you can think of, but to just imagine in your head the photos of the high school. I think of the high school I went to, and I looked at the photographs of the San Bernardino school, and it looked like my school in Cherry Hill. It was big. I mean, I went to school with 4,000 kids. So if somebody wanted to do something to us, They could have certainly tried to get their way on campus. In those times they would have made their way onto campus, and we had a guard, but that was a big school, and if somebody rushed in, it'd be tough to take them out right away, especially two armed machine guns. Yeah, it'd be tricky. And we had an pretty open campus, a couple of ways to get in, and when I looked at that school, that's exactly what I thought. This could have been my high school. The design is exactly the same. And that just, that sent chills up my spine, thinking of those kids. Wow. All right, let me throw out the digits. 855-266-5283. Brings up a good idea that we've talked about before. You know, in Israel, the teachers have guns. And the gun is in their desk or on their person, I guess, wherever they carry it. I've talked to someone about that before, and it depends on the school where they are, that whole thing. But if there were to be a shooting, you got people that are armed. And in a high school, when you think of the amount of on and off the campus, driving away to go to lunch, because kids can drive and they go to some fast food restaurant or do whatever they do and then come back for classes, it's like a mini college campus. So you have a lot of openings to get in there. If you don't have a guard or guards, plural, and even then, as I mentioned in my school, if our guard, and I even remember his name was Ben, and if Ben was in the right part of the hallway or where they came in, he would have been able to have clear shots, but it was one guy. And in a high school that size, you might need a couple. I bet you school boards are thinking about it more and more. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Did you see the little blurb about Judicial Watch getting the memo from the people that wanted to pull off a rescue? And it took 16 months for him to get it, and then it was all kinds of redacted. But in it was the fact that they had a rescue mission for the Benghazi ambassador and his people, and the State Department refused to give them wheels up to go. And Hillary has blood on her hands, so does Obama, because they already had planned their little narrative about a protest, a little video that some guy put out, and that's what caused it right before Barack Obama's election. They sacrificed four Americans' lives so they could get back in power. And this is just absolutely, it should be tried for treason, the two of them. This is absolute treason. These people are responsible for these people's deaths, and the lies that they told at the UN and on a video where Hillary and him both appeared together, it went viral. Then they had Rice go out and do every single program with the same story. This was pure garbage. It was a lie from the start. These people are guilty of treason, and they need to be impeached, and they need to go to jail.
But what's the likelihood of that?
I think there will be a likelihood if the American people get behind it, just like those people in Chicago are doing with Rahm Emanuel. Mm-hmm. We out here have had it, Kate. I don't mean to yell at you. I'm just saying we do not want to take this anymore, even if we have to march to Washington and drag this slimy little so-and-so out by the ears.
Did you hear what Kinky Friedman said? He said he was Forrest Gump. We had Kinky Friedman on, and he called him.
He said he was Forrest Gump. I'm not a fan of Kinky Friedman. He's got an alligator mouth and a hummingbird brain.
Oh, you're awful.
Okay, that's all for me.
All right, Dan in Texas. Thanks as always. His two cents. He says, that they've got to go. It's not going to happen, though. I mean, there's no way. There's not enough there. And as Dan is saying, the American people, if they've had enough, you know, we're talking about a president who has we're almost into less than a year, or basically a year left. Yeah, that's not going to happen with Obama. The key thing is, what's the effect on 2016? You know, and I've said this before, you know, put everything aside for a second. And what are the qualities? You got to really think about it. What are the qualities you think that now, maybe they've changed, that we need desperately in a president? And even though Dan trashed Kinky Friedman, I like the fact that he's politically active. See, if I don't agree with your politics, but I say this all the time, I don't care left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, I applaud anybody who gets involved, who pays attention, who's watching, you know, what's happening. And what's happening is we're not getting the best of the best, because probably most of those people are like, forget it. I'm not going to put up with that. Even if they wanted to jump into it, it's such a different game. And it is a game. It's such a different game in politics. I mean, are we really getting even the quality of people that we want to see occupy the White House or be part of Congress in either chamber? And in some cases, yes. I mean, I don't want to trash everyone, because I don't like blanket statements. There are some politicians that are good, that are fighting, that are trying. But overall, are we seeing what we want to see come out of Washington? That's why the American people, as Dan says, are so fed up. And especially when every single time something happens, like Rahm Emanuel's situation in Chicago, well, yeah, we're going to review the police policies. We're going to review what's happening with waiver visas coming into the United States. We're always in the review process, or the excuse process. Well, that shouldn't have happened, but we've been struggling with immigration for 40 years, really before that. So it shouldn't have happened, but we never really figured it out. It is so true. The United States of America is a corporation, right? And the corporation is fledgling. Why is the corporation fledgling? Because who's minding the store? We'll just take it on credit. Let the Chinese dangle it over our head that they own our debt. Because that's the truth. They do. Hang with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product. And we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Unbelievable, but I say it all the time, so we'll just move on from that. But it's true. You've overwhelmed me with your thoughts on what's happening across the world. It makes me feel good because I know you're paying attention, people. You have a voice. I say this all the time. And I've never gotten this much email ever anywhere I worked. Big markets, Dallas, New York City. And I think that this is a thoughtful group, and I appreciate that. Remember, you can always call the show if you're awake, because I know we all have crazy schedules. Sometimes it's late, sometimes it's early. But keep this number handy. I don't think I say the number enough, so I'm going to give it out again. 855-266-5283. Just write that down somewhere. 855-266-5283. All right, let's jump on it. This one from Nikki. Kate, I am so tired of what's happening in Washington, D.C. I know people always say that we need to throw out the bad guys, bring in the good guys. I know there are smarter people than some of those who represent us in this nation. You're right. They hold us hostage constantly with this back and forth over the budget. How can they not solve these problems/dilemmas? Listen, if we ran companies the way they run the government, we would all be bankrupt, and I think that really says something. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I say that all the time. I mean, this is what emerges. Is it that heads butt? There's no time to do it. You wait till the last second. Is it? Are they procrastinators? I get it. You're pulled in 20 million directions. You have your constituents, then the quorum and the conversation on the Hill. But there has to be a better way. And I think the better way is to have definite term limits, period. That way, I get elected, I have good intentions of what I would like to see happen, my vision for whoever around me, and I have the pleasure to serve, because that's what you're doing. You're serving the people that you represent. I know I have a beginning and an end. It's like a presidential term when you have in clubs, big clubs, we'll say, where there's a lot of money involved and a lot of philanthropic things that you're doing, etc. Well, you have a term. And even if you're fabulous and you love what you're doing, you're out after that term. And I think that if we had strong term limits over Congress, it would make a very big difference. Here we go. Let's take another one. James in Texas. Kate, wondering how you feel about the holidays and shopping and the commercialization of the holiday. I always feel depressed, and I find that I have to kind of shut down a little bit to not be sickened by what I see in the stores. It's such a catch-22, isn't it? Here's my theory. It is over-commercialized. You want to honor people. Well, I think if you have good intentions, the gift-giving thing is, like, I would be, and this isn't to pat myself on the back and it doesn't matter, I would be more the giver than the receiver. If I found something I wanted to give somebody, I want to see the reaction. Wow, I made them, you know, made them smile. They got something cool they weren't thinking about, or whatever it is. But I think the problem is it's about more, right? So how much over gift giving is there? In other words, I mean, how many toys, video games, whatever can kids have, for example? And listen, I grew up with a mother who adored us, and it was crazy sometimes when you woke up on Christmas morning. Of course, she wasn't a rich woman, but she knew how to save, she knew how to budget, and she also gave to organizations, whatever. If she had $1 in her pocket, she would give half of it to somebody else. So that's, to me, I learned that, and it didn't feel like that as a kid. Now, fast forward, we're in different times, and it is completely. I mean, it's crazy. Stores open on, after Thanksgiving. The second you get out of the table, you can run to the store and grab something. And it is. It does feel yucky sometimes. But I say you don't have to hide away. You just aren't overly participating in it. You just realize it's the season. It's where we're at. And if you're not doing that, bravo. If you're not ridiculously buying into spending money you don't have, people borrow money at Christmas time, take out loans. I mean, that's insane. If you're struggling, then you make something, find something, or tell the people around you, this Christmas isn't about giving for me because I'm overwhelmed with bills and lack of resources. Okay, I feel like I just like lectured, so let's move on. Dick in Illinois. Kate, listen to the show all the time. I should say I am a new convert, though. I first turned you on as I couldn't understand for sure where you were going with the show, but now that I've been listening for the last, 6 months or so, I really like it. I have to say, and I love it when you say you're the little engine that could, I have to say it is so much more entertaining to listen to you talk to different people, have people call in, kind of go outside of the box, than to hammer the same old thing every single minute. I know that if you did that, you would become much more wealthier, my dear, but I think that you are doing the right thing by adding some of that sizzle, let's say, to your show. Well, thanks for that. I call it the one trick pony, the one topic, and you know what? We live in an ADD world, right? So many of us are just zooming in 100 directions. And I think you get bored with the same old thing. And I know there's people that would disagree with that. And then, of course, there is focus on what the I call it the buzz in the backyard. So if people are talking about Donald Trump, what does this mean? What does Bernie Sanders mean? What does this election mean? We care about that because we absolutely talk about politics on this show. We absolutely have guests who add to that conversation all the way around. But there are other elements in our lives that are interesting. That's why we throw in the cheap movie review and what dumb thing did you do? We have dumb things you shouldn't have done and nail the score. Because, you know what? Life would be boring, wouldn't it, if we were all driving in the same direction every single day. Okay, Frank. I love these new people, I think, that are popping up. Frank in Florida. I love that. I'm Frank in Florida. Katie, you have a big circle of listeners here in Sarasota. I keep hearing people mention that you're coming down to Sarasota. I hope that there's a place where everybody can meet you. And if it doesn't happen and you want it to happen, please email me back. Maybe you could do a book signing. That would be really, really super cool. I can't wait to meet you. I really, really enjoy the show. And I have to tell you that the weather in Florida, as I've heard you mention, Mother Nature is wicked across the country whenever events come up, is just as confusing as it is in Texas or in California. Yep, the weather is confusing. What did they say when I moved to Texas? If you don't like the weather in the morning, stick around because in the afternoon you may enjoy what you see. And it's true. It's called layering. So one minute you're freezing, the next minute it's warm. It's how it's always been. And I think in Florida, to me, I've spent a lot of time with all of you in Florida, with people in Florida. I shouldn't say all of you, but people in Florida. I mean, all over the whole state. And it can be so crazy hot in the summer where, oh, you feel like you're choking. But then it's fabulous in the fall, or you get these crazy rainstorms, and then you get that humidity. So it just rains for a few minutes, boom, then it's gone. And in Texas, the big difference is, or at least lately, you get these massive storms, these showers that kill you. And, I mean, kill you literally, sadly, with flooding for people, flash flooding, but also where it's just nonstop. So for 2 days straight, it's just pouring. And I haven't seen that. I haven't lived any place in my life where, yes, I've been in bad rainstorms, but where it was continuous that long of a period. So that sort of in one way helped Texas overcome the drought, but in another way added to the problems of late with the terrible flooding. And you see these signs. It says something like, turn around, don't drown if you see a flood. It's like, well, how am I going to see the flood if it's at, I understand what they're trying to tell people, but if you're all of a sudden on top of that rushing water, well, you didn't see it. And on the main thoroughfares, it's pretty good, as long as you're careful about where you're driving. All right, quickly, one more. This is from Sam in Jersey. Bagels. We need more bagels. Don't you think, Kate? If people would just eat fun foods, I think they would lighten up a little bit. Sounds pretty simplistic, but I do have to tell you, I think people who eat well, live well, smile a lot, understand humor, get it more than the people who are curmudgeonly, sour, dour, and no fun to be around. Well, yeah, my philosophy in life is if you're not smiling, you know, it's just another day where you're walking closer to the grave. Of course, absolutely. There's a million things to be sad about. There's a million things to be happy about. So, you know, glasses half full or glasses half empty. And usually when you go through something, you come out on the other side and it's a whole different day. And this is, you know, I'm not a philosopher, but this is life, right? This is what we all contend with. Like, I just saw something today. Somebody sent me a calendar with quotes on it. And the quote for today was from Rudy Giuliani. And it said, when you confront a problem, you begin to solve it. Yeah, instead of burying your head in the sand. See the difference? Thanks for the emails. You can email me to americatonight.net.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hanukkah, and the rest of us scurrying around, grabbing up presents as we get ready for the holiday at the end of the month. Well, actually, you know, we're talking about less than 2 weeks. How did the end of the season get here so quickly? That's when you know you're getting old. It's when you're a kid. Doesn't it seem like time stretches? It doesn't stretch quite the same as when you're an adult. By the way, speaking of the holidays, the airlines are saying that they expect 38 million passengers for the winter holidays. That's a 3% increase from a year earlier. So some growth. That means 73,000 more travelers each day from starting December 18th. This is their estimation. Based on tickets bought, December 18th through January 3rd. So that meant many more during that comparable period last year. That's what the large airlines are saying. But the planes are still expected to be, you know, 80% to 90% full. So the higher demand, the bigger aircraft in some cases, and of course the busiest days are Sunday, January 3rd, Friday, December 18th, Sunday, December 27th. And here's what's cool, the lightest travel days, December 24th, 25th, and 31st. I've always heard that if you travel on the holiday itself, boom, no problem. I would wonder, though, if all of a sudden you had hardly anybody in the plane, that they wouldn't re-rack that. But anyway, the number of travelers from 1.9 million to 2.4 million during that period. The busiest days will be 10% more passengers than the average this year. You just have to know if you're going to travel. Yeah, you have to pack your patience and your snacks and your comfortable shoes, right? It always cracks me up. I always think some beautiful women that get on planes that are dressed probably right to go to a business meeting, and they have super, because really young women now in their early 20s, they're back to wearing really high shoes. So you got really high shoes on, and I think, oh, if you're in a big layover, man, I hope you got something comfortable packed, because you could be sitting in those shoes for a long time in an airport. I've seen it. It's like, oh, layover, stuck on the tarmac, you know, a myriad of things go wrong, because there's a chain reaction when something happens in, as we all know, in one airport, and then it carries over to the next, and you don't understand. I've seen people do this. They're standing there and saying, how could this be? How could it be that I'm delayed? The weather's clear, but it's because the plane's coming from someplace else, of course. Some people think Donald Trump is coming from someplace else, which is why he said today, And this was just another slice of the news. He was not chosen as Time Magazine's Man of the Year. He was not happy about it. Instead, Angela Merkel was chosen in Germany. And the reason why Time says this is because they took so many refugees. So many refugees. So Trump wasn't happy about that. I mean, he made the list of interesting people, and he was in the running, but it wasn't him. So he hit the Twitter to trash Time and say that was ridiculous. In fact, here's what his tweet said, because I got it today. You know, you can follow, a gazillion people follow Donald Trump, just like I use that word earlier on the show. I love that word. It's a true word now if you look it up in the dictionary. But if you go to Donald Trump at Real Donald Trump, his tweet would say, I told you at Time Magazine would never pick me up as a person of the year despite being the big favorite. They picked the person who is ruining Germany. That's what he wrote. So it was the start of her 10th year as chancellor of Germany, and by the year's end, she had steered, they say, the enterprise through not one, but two crises, which could have meant the end of the Union that has kept peace on the continent for seven decades, which is what Time said is the reason that she was the person of the year. So Time described the billionaire presidential bid as something of a grim bet for democracy in one of the stories about runners-up. Said the Trump worldview, this is a little excerpt from Time Magazine, they said the Trump worldview, the usual the us against them bravado that has mobilized a sizable share of the nation has at its core a zero-sum equation. If the only way to alleviate national suffering is to impose it elsewhere, even if the people who must pay reside among us, then that is the price that he believes must be paid. So he wasn't going to get that. I think based on what Time is saying, it was just a short possibility, a little possibility, that he would end up with that accolade, for what it's worth, the Time Mag cover person. So not him. Instead, it's the German chancellor who beats him out. Hey, Star Wars is coming up, and you know we do our cheap movie reviews on our next show, and oh boy, Star Wars is already, they're saying it's gangbusters. Forget it. Sell out. Everybody wants to see it. And Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, has become a big hit on the talk show circuit because of her quick wit. So everywhere she goes, you know, she's dropping some funny things. And the, you know, she's pretty funny on Twitter and stuff. She's got a dog, and she's putting the dog in a lot of the shots and talking about the press junket and Gary the dog being with her. And it's kind of clever, but I think it's just her personality. So she's winning over fans. So of the old crew, Princess Leia may be the most popular. I mean, for now. Harrison Ford, and he'll go out there, and he's already done a little bit of publicity, but probably even more. So believe it or not, Star Wars is here. 30 years after defeating the Galactic Empire, Han Solo and his allies are facing a new threat. And what is that new threat? The stormtroopers, think of that. And so you got cameos by, you know, by all the people that were originally in it. In fact, big chunks of, I shouldn't say cameos, there are big chunks of them in it. Carrie Fisher's in it. Mark Hamill's in it as Luke Skywalker. Harrison Ford is in it. Han Solo. Oscar Isaac is in it. Daisy Ridley is in it. And the, they say this movie is just going to explode. There's a zillion, if you look it up, wherever you live, if you went to your phone now to look up Star Wars, you would see so many showings of this movie. I mean, it'll blow your mind. Seriously. Who knows what the box office is going to yield from this weekend, thanks to Star Wars. Thanks to you in the back row for listening to America Tonight.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.